everybody. Welcome back to In Motion with Sherelle. And today I would want to just kind of follow up on the Walk the Talk session that I do on my Facebook page. So if you follow me on Facebook, you know that I do the Walk the Talk every Monday morning. And it's basically me just sharing how I have learned to apply, or how I practice applying scripture to my life practically. And so we're going to follow up with that today. And we're coming from the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 7. And it came about because I was having this conversation with my son. And we were talking about people not expressing themselves. And he was saying that his experience with women has been that they often expect you to read their minds and just know what they want or just know what they need. Now, you know, as a woman, I really could have jumped to the defensive and really taken offense to that. But as a woman who lives in motion, I'm able to step back and listen. Number one, he was speaking of his experience, so I can't discredit that. And that is to say that he has been, that has been his personal story. So it's not, you know, it could be that that's the case. It could be that that's the phenomenon. But that's been his experience. Number two, I've learned that for every one person who has an opinion, there are at least 100 more that mimic that same opinion, right? Number three, he's not at all the first person I've heard say that. And yes, that includes other women. I've heard women say that as well. So with that being the case, if you think somebody just thinks that you're supposed to read their mind, it's not really gender specific. Most every stereotype, this is number four, most every stereotype is formed from a bit of generalized truth, right? So it was something to take note of. Number five, these were the things that made me just stop and look and pay attention and respond with some clarity for self. Number five is women are not the only ones guilty of this. I've seen men be guilty of this. Number six, I've been guilty of this. Now, I have to ask myself why. Because I've been conditioned to believe that asking for what I want or need is selfish. I've ascribed to the belief that what I think I want or what I need in that moment is probably insignificant, and that asking for it, looking for it, or going after it is foolish. Maybe I'm thinking, and there have been times that I have thought it was a waste of time, that there were other things that were more important that I should be focused on that had nothing to do with me. When I consider what I don't ask for, and then I see what others who have asked for the same thing are doing, then I realize that for them, it was significant. It allowed them to thrive and to bless others beyond measure. Asking for them proved to be wisdom in motion. It wasn't a waste of time. Rather, it allowed them to redeem their time. So truth is, asking for what we need or want is actually our God-given right, and it's our responsibility. Matthew 7, verse 7 says, "Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you." Yep, God, Jesus, he instructs us to ask, seek, and knock. Now, some might think that that's the contradiction, you know, of Matthew chapter 6, verse 8, where Jesus tells us that our Heavenly Father knows what we have need of even before we ask. But that's not a contradiction. That's the confirmation. And that's the confirmation to my responsibility. You see, God does know what I need even before I ask. And of course he does. He's God, right? He created me. Of course he knows what I need even before I ask. What I need to remember is that he created me in his image and after his likeness. which is to say that if I want something as the mirrored image of God in the earth, it is my responsibility to say it with my mouth. I must also remember Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, which tells me that God said it's not good for man to be alone. And so then he decided that he was going to make for man what? A helpmeet. So why is this relevant? Because it shows me that my God created me for community. He created me to be with and work with others. If I'm to be with and work with others effectively and efficiently, I can't always just say something or just do it. Right? To be most effective, I've got to ask for what I want or for what I need or what I think I need. Just as I'm willing to and have been conditioned to help others to be most effective, to live in motion, I'm gonna have to be willing to allow others to help me. And their ability to do so is often snatched away in my failure to simply ask. So, what if they say no? Then what? What if they can't or won't do what I'm asking? Then what? Well then, I guess that's where the seeking comes in, right? Seek out the ones who can. Seek out the ones who will. Seek out another way to get what I need. Can I do it myself? Are there some other things that I can do to make this happen? Or at least, you know, get the ball rolling? Seeking requires me to reflect, to relate, to develop or initiate a regimen, to rehearse. And then consistency in my seeking is going to yield to me knocking, right? Knocking on those doors which appear to be closed, the doors that appear to be shut, the doors that appear to not be open. And that ultimately leads to the revealing of the very thing in which I was at first not willing to or afraid to ask for, along with so much more. Because of course, my God does exceeding abundantly above all that I can ask or think. So when I begin to ask and then go ahead and seek and knock, I get not only what I desire, not only what I was asking for, but I get exceeding abundantly above that. However, in order to do that, I've got to be willing to ask, got to be willing to seek, and I've got to be willing to knock. So that's the lesson that I learned. So I'm sharing it with you. What if you had problems or a struggle with asking for? Were you like me? Did you have a hard time allowing people to do things for you? Or did you feel guilty if you had to ask for something? Remember, it's not only our right to ask, it's our responsibility. All right, that's it for now. If you like what you heard today, go ahead and like and share it. Go ahead, pass it on so that together we can bless somebody else. If you want to find me on any other platform, you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/justSherelle, S-H-I-R-E-L-L-E. If you want to find me on my website, it's my name, Sherelle Brown, or In Motion with Sherelle. And if you want to find me on Instagram, that's going to be at She's In Motion, and that's the letter N, motion. She's In Motion. Those are all the platforms for now. I will be adding the YouTube platform later. But listen, guys, I love you. If I told you once, I meant it. There's absolutely nothing you can do to change it. It's time for us to grow, to put the word in motion so we can live this abundant life that Christ said he came for us to have, right? So that we can make our way prosperous and have good success, right? So that we can create wealth. He said he's given us the power to create wealth, and wealth far exceeds money. It's well-being in every area of our lives. We're gonna do it together, right? Stick with me now. Bye for now.